Exclusive, Billy Bova, working class voters want a big league hitter in Donald Trump, not a peewee league hitter. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on June 3, 2023. Trumpocrat Billy Bova, a Democrat supporter of former President Donald Trump, spoke about the Republican primary and told Breitbart News that working class voters will rally behind Trump because they are looking for a big league hitter, not a peewee league hitter right now. Bova told Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle that working-class Americans are feeling the pain of inflation, whether at the grocery store, gas station, the automobile market, or the housing market. Listen. Bova recognized the United States' low unemployment rate but said wages are not keeping up with inflation rates. And the problem is in the last couple of years, their $1,200 a month rent went to $1,800 a month, and their gasoline went from $1.79 to $4.79, and a carton of X went from $0.89 to $5.89. And they're making, let's say they're making $70,000 a year. Well, 2 years later, maybe they've had a 2%, 3% raise, and they're making $72,000 a year or $73,000 a year before tax as well. That obviously, the small percentage incremental wage increases that they're getting, pay increases are not keeping up with the everyday cost of living they're confronted with in America, whether it's buying houses or paying rent or buying vehicles, he said. Boyle asked Bova whether the Trumpocrat movement of Democrats will come together again in the 2024 election to back Trump. There definitely is going to be a movement, Bova told Boyle. There are folks that are talking and working together right now and trying to set up things, set up some infrastructure for that and everything, especially in these key battleground states that are so important. He cited swing states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Wisconsin as areas where the Trumpocrat movement will focus on turning out voters for Trump. I mean, when we look at getting the 270 electoral votes, and we look at the map and the number of electoral votes, you and I well know, and folks like us, that the key is these swing states, he explained. So the thing is, though, that you still got a lot of people up in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Wisconsin. These states industrial, historically industrial belt of heartland. Heart of the middle class, manufacturing belt of America, Bova continued. And there are efforts underway that are going to try to get those people organized and get the vote out with them. Speaking on Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's recent entry into the Republican primary, Bova believes the working class voters will come back to Trump because they want a big league hitter, not a peewee league hitter right now. He explained that although working class voters may not have liked every minute of Trump's presidency, the former president's business background and ability to go toe-to-toe with economic and foreign leaders will persuade them to support Trump again. I think most of them are still, look, they're pragmatic, and they're reasonable, and they're rational and logical. And I think they remember for 4 years, did they love every single thing? Every single second minute of the day that President Trump did? No, nobody loves everything everybody does every second of their life. You and I know that. But they felt good about the direction of the country, he said. And they felt like Donald Trump was a big league hitter, a heavyweight. In other words, he could deal with North Korea. They weren't shooting rockets off every day, scaring the heck out of Japan and South Korea. He could deal with China, as far as when they were trying to screw us on trade and things, issues like that. He could deal with Russia and Putin. They weren't invading countries next door to him and killing innocent people. He also had the business experience and background that when he spoke the CEOs listened to him. The big bank people and the Wall Street people listened to him. You know, a large part of being the president is coming from a position of authority and strength. And I think they felt like Donald Trump. President Trump came from that position, Bova added. However, he recognized that working-class voters are drawn to DeSantis's anti-woke agenda. Do they kinda like Ron DeSantis and the anti-woke stuff? Sure, a lot of Democrats like that too. By the way, us old-school Democrats like the anti-woke stuff. But we're looking for a big league hitter, not a peewee league hitter right now. And I think they're looking for somebody who has a proven ability of authority and strength and can handle global affairs. Can handle China, Russia, can handle North Korea, can handle the EU, and can handle the corporatist and Wall Streeters and all when they try to sell out the American worker and the American manufacturer. So I think they will come back to Donald Trump. I think they're still with him and a lot of them, and I think they'll come back, he said. Bova believes a hypothetical rematch between Trump and President Joe Biden in 2024 would be different from Trump's loss in 2020 because voters are not scared, paranoid, or fearful, due to lockdowns stemming from the coronavirus pandemic. That election year was an odd situation too because something happened there that hadn't happened in America since 1918. In over 100 years, a global pandemic. It presented itself a unique set of circumstances to start with. Everyone was scared, paranoid, fearful, lockdowns. Offices closed, businesses, closed schools, closed everything closed. The economy sinking, like a lot, because obviously, if you shut everything down, and nobody's producing and selling and buying and consuming and so forth, and then 75% of GDP is consumer spending. Direct consumer spending every day of the year, Bova explained. In 2024, working-class voters who may have supported Trump in 2016 but Biden in 2020 will be faced with the realities of rising inflation and come back to Trump's side, Bova hypothesized. So those people are now back to work and their kids are back in school. And their rent went up $500 a month. And the new car costs $20,000 more than it did 2 or 3 years ago. And the utility bills have gone up, and gasoline is $4.50 a gallon. And now a carton of X is $5 a carton and they've had enough again, you know, they're tapped out, he said. I think we're gonna see, you know, now that people feel like they can leave their house and go back to school and go back to work and go to the grocery store and go to the concert and the restaurant and not get sick and die. I think they're back in more of a 2016 mood and time frame. The way they are feeling economically and socially and everything else, than they were in 2020, he said. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.